Hey, howdy and happy day. Pronouns. Pronouns make me crazy. He, she, upside down, different kind of wordage. What does it mean? I've asked people who have pronouns on their badges and stores in different places, what does that mean? Does it mean you're homosexual? What does it mean? Help me. And they always get mad at me and walk away. I've never had a good explanation. You see it on signature pages, on emails, in so many different places. He, she, so many other things. I decided I can't fight him any longer, so I'm going to join him. I'm going to have a pronoun. I decided non, N-O-N. I'm going to get it on a badge and wear it. What does it mean? Non-liberal. That's what I'm going to do. Just saying, I joined the modern world. What do you think? Hey, now, California Democrat. This guy, he has all kinds of labels, and they're all on the left. Governor Newsom, you know, again, he's taken to social media. He does this so much, and now he's after Newsmax. Newsmax.com, it's a great site. It's a competitor with Fox News. It's doing a great job. It went public a while ago, and it's wonderful. And he says, hey, you guys are sick. You're sick at Newsmax. You're sick, and he's labeled them an enemy of the American people. An enemy of the American people? Hey, you're the enemy, man. I mean, I gotta say, you are the enemy, don't you know? Donald Trump, he ain't the enemy. He's the good guy. He really is. Recently, he signed yet another executive order. I think it was his 200th. I mean, this guy, he's busy. He's just working all the time, coming up with stuff. And he said, hey, we have the Department of Defense. It used to be the Department of War, and it should be. And he didn't go into all the details. I'll add mine to it. Department of Defense, that means that you're defending yourself. There's somebody else that's the aggressor, and he's coming after you, and you're defending. I like that Department of War. It's war. Fool with us, and you got a war, don't you know? Hey, it's okay. When I was a kid, it was still referred to as the Department of War. It was the Secretary of War. I mean, after winning the War of Independence in 1789, George Washington established the War Department, and Henry Knox was his first Secretary of War, and so on, and they won major wars ever since because they weren't on the defense. I guess a little bit, kind of, sort of, but you know what I mean. I mean, I like the name. Good for him, Department of War. He's changing names. He's doing stuff like that, and it's the little things that kind of create big things for a nation, don't you know? Hey, Trump. A joke. Trump, I don't think he did this. Trump, the government owned a calendar factory, and a liberal was there working, and Trump fired him. And he said, hey, you're taking too many days off from the calendar company. That's a dad's joke. Hey, now let's get on to Canada. Diageo is a booze company. In Ontario, they make a lot of booze and they employ 200 people. So recently they announced, hey, we're closing shop. We're moving to the United States of America. No reason. They just said, we're going. It's our company. We can do it if we like. Premier Ford, he stepped in. He said, please don't leave. What can I do? What incentive can I give you? It's like a blank check. What can I do to keep you here? They still said no, and they're moving, or have moved. And who is he? I mean, Steelco, I think it was a year, maybe two ago, whatever, they wanted to move, and they did. And he said, hey, maybe we should buy it. It was $3.4 billion. And he thinks free enterprise, I think, is a government. He thinks, I think, the government's business, it isn't. Free markets work. Get out of the bloody free market and go away. It's up to people. People and corporations build businesses, not government. Stay in your lane, Mr. Ford. And all your other government people who think that you need to get involved, you do not. What you need to do is have a good playing field so businesses can prosper and want to be in your place, in your province, right? I mean, politicians think free enterprise is spending free of your money, and that's wrong. We want free markets and all these socialist thoughts that these people have. Put them in a bottle and hide them in the basement and leave us alone. Now, let's talk more about Canada and self-defense. Boom, 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 boom. It's against the law in Canada, as I've so often said, to defend yourself with a tool of any kind. Any kind. You're not supposed to look after your life or the lives of anyone around you or your family, etc., right? And it kind of goes on. But here's what's happened. Since 2015, when gun control was really, really pushed, gun crime has skyrocketed to 130%. Okay, that's taking guns away from the good guys. What happened here? Oh, bad guys don't obey the law. Who would have thunk? And violent crime has risen by 55% or more. Sexual assaults increased by almost 76%. And these are people who can't defend themselves. They can't even take pepper spray, women, to look after themselves. And 76% increase from a startling number already. Families everywhere are left asking, hey, if somebody breaks into my home, what can I do? Recently, a guy in Ontario, a guy did break into his home. He woke up, he beat him up, he phoned the police. Police came, they arrested him. They said, you hurt the guy. You hurt the poor little man, and how dare you do that? We need a conservative government. Can they fix it? They were in power a long time, or they didn't. But with conservative, the word, there's hope. Now, still talking about boomity boom boom, the Justice Department, Trump, in the US of A, he says, hey, I'm thinking about banning gun ownership for those who identify as transgender. Okay, 40 some odd percent of all recent shootings in America have been by transgenders, and they're confused. And Trump says, hey, it's mental health. And if you have mental health issues, you know what? You should not be allowed to have a firearm. There's a bunch of different thoughts on that. Should you single out a single group and say you can't be armed? I don't know. They're entitled to defend their lives as well, but there is a mental health issue. So it needs to be dug into a little deeper, I think. But whatever Trump does do, the left is against it. They lose their minds. I mean, I got to tell you, just the other day on YouTube, I watched a show or a clip from many years ago with Bill Clinton. Bill was probably in some senses a right-wing liberal. Anyway, his whole speech in the House of Commons was about the border. He said, the border is too open. People are coming in. We're going to deport them. He sounded exactly like Trump. And when he finished his talk, everyone stood up and applauded. Nancy Pelosi, she stood up and applauded. Everybody said, yay, 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 you're going to close the border. Trump has said exactly the same thing as Clinton, and everybody says, boo, boo, you can't do that. What is wrong with these people? I tried to think about it, and the good news is I can't figure it out, because if I could, I'd be like them. Left is wrong and right is right, and hey, y'all have a happy day, and it's us against them, and we have to win. This liberal mindset is wrong, and I look at the universities and all these other places where this brainwashing is going on, and it's so simple. I mean, it's just right and wrong. It's not even right and left. What is wrong with these people? Hey, they're sharp as marbles. I don't know. They're just weird. Hey, weird is them, and us is good. Y'all come back.